ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Our Lord and our God, we thank you. We ask you that you will grant us your help again in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We need you, Lord. All wisdom comes from you. Oh God, grant us your help in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Illuminate our hearts and our minds. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. All right, we will finish up the issue of the importance, the benefits of fasting and prayer. Yesterday, we saw... What did we see yesterday? Our template is who? Jesus. The Lord Jesus himself. And his own pattern is our pattern. Intentionally, we did not take our bearing from Daniel, not from Elijah, because Hebrews 12 says, looking unto who? Unto Jesus. And I love the fact that our brother is really jotting. Seriously writing. This is a real good note for, because everyone must have a special note for DTM. Hope we all have a special note for it. Okay, praise God. So fasting, I believe you, can I have one statement from each of us, what you saw yesterday about fasting, that at least you've not seen before. Don't tell us what you know before. What you see before. If there is nothing you saw that is new, no problem. It's not a sin. They may be fresh to you. But is there something new or something you saw from yesterday's teaching that you said, oh, I have not looked at this in this light, or an understanding came for me yesterday? Can we start from Brother Joseph and then we'll go like that, Sister Twain? Please, you need a special note for the class. Yes? Test is normal.
Because it
proves my loyalty. It proves your loyalty. Okay. For Richard?
The goal of the Father.
The goal of the Father?
Is
spirituality. Not just regeneration. Okay. Very fair.
Okay. What I saw yesterday, Jesus' response to temptation is fasting.
Jesus' response to the tester and to trial, to temptation, is that he fasted. Yes?
The fasting is not just because of the test, but because of the perseverance and the stubbornness.
The perseverance and stubbornness of the tester. That's why we fast. Yes?
That when you fast, you dig into the word of God.
When you fast, you combine it with digging into the word of God so that it will be easy for your spirit to lay hold of divine instructions. And then when the revelations remains with you, it stays with you even after the fast. All right, I know there are quite a number of things also, but that's a sum. So, I think the Lord really, really helped us yesterday on the issue of fasting. Now, fasting is non-negotiable as a Christian. The same way prayer. There are three things that is non-negotiable. There are three things that is non-negotiable as a practice if you are a Christian. Look at Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. and then can we look at verse number 16? Yes, please read.
Amplified.
King James first.
Okay. Moreover.
Moreover.
When ye fast.
When ye fast.
Be not.
Be not.
As hypocrites.
As the hypocrites.
Of a sad countenance.
Mm-hmm.
For they disfigure their faces. That they may appear unto men to fast.
That they may appear unto men. What are you reading? Matthew chapter 6, verse what?
16.
Verse 16. When ye fast, be not as the what?
Hypocrite.
Yes.
Of a sad countenance.
Of a sad countenance.
For they disfigure their faces. That they may appear unto men to fast.
That they may appear unto men to fast.
Verily I say unto you.
They what?
Have their reward.
Okay. So when ye fast. Go on then. Yes.
But thou.
Mm-hmm.
When thou fastest.
When you fast.
Anoint thy head.
Bath.
And wash thy face.
Wash yourself.
That thou may appear not unto men to fast.
So that you not appear to men that you are fasting.
But unto thy father which is in secret.
So you unto thy father which seeth in secret.
And thy father. Which seeth in secret.
So what do you see from there? When you fast, don't make it public. That's okay. You want to acquire. You know, don't you know I'm fasting? Are you following Joseph?
Yes.
When ye fast. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 7, he says, when ye pray. Do you take note that it's not if ye fast? If means you may not. But when is assumed you should, is a non-negotiable. There are three things non-negotiable. You see, when ye fast, when ye pray. And then you also see there another profound one. Let me confirm quickly. You also see the Bible talked about. Okay, we have prayer, we have fasting, and it also talked about when we give. We should not blow a trumpet. Are you with me? We should not blow a trumpet and then let people know that we are giving. So it's non-negotiable to fast. It's non-negotiable to pray. It's a key in the kingdom. The Spirit of God brought a word to my heart. If Jesus Christ, the Son of God, could fast, who am I not to fast? If while he was tested in those days, he ate nothing. Who am I to think fasting is not necessary? So, let us remember that fasting is non-negotiable. That's the first thing I want us to say. So, don't wait until collective fast. Because Jesus, and now please, I want you to notice something. Do you see that from the life of Jesus Christ in Matthew 4, fasting was not an instruction. It was a personal decision and it was a response. And you will find that if we start going from page to page of scripture, you will find out that they were not instructed to fast. Even when you see the Old Testament say, sanctify me a fast. Hope you know you find out later, say, which kind of fasting are you doing? Is this the fast that I've ordained? We'll go there. So that you can see fasting on the side of God. Let's quickly look at that in the Old Testament. Let's look at it in the Old Testament as we trust that we will see insight in the name of Jesus Christ. Because until the Lord opens our eyes to see, we will not truly see it. Now, turn your Bible to Isaiah chapter 58. Can you start from verse 1 and read on to verse 6?
Cry aloud.
Cry aloud. Are we all in Isaiah 58?
Yes.
Go on, please.
Cry aloud.
Yes.
Spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet.
Yes.
And show my people their transgression.
Show my people their error.
And the house of Jacob their sin. Yet they seek me daily.
They seek me daily.
And delight to know my ways.
They want to know my ways.
As a nation that did righteousness.
Uh-huh.
And forsook not the ordinance of their God.
Uh-huh.
They ask of me the ordinances of justice.
Uh-huh.
They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore are we fasted?
They said we are fasted. That's what they said. Yes?
Said they.
Mm.
And that's yet not. Wherefore have we afflicted our soul?
Mm-hmm.
That taketh no knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exact all your labors.
Can I have another simpler translation? What verse are you reading now?
Three.
Verse 3. Can I have another simpler translation? Is English or good news? Verse 3.
The people ask. Why should we fast?
If the Lord is not noticing it, what's the essence of this suffering? Yes?
Why should we go without food?
Why should we go without food?
If he pays no attention.
If he pays no attention.
The Lord said to them. The truth is that.
At the same time.
As you are fasting. You pursue your own interests. And oppress your workers. Your fasting make you violent. And you quarrel and fight.
Do you know the meaning of your fasting make you violent? Do you know if you are hungry, you'll be angry?
Yes.
Did you see that? They pursue their own interests. They still oppress people, but they are fasting. Yes?
Do you think this kind of fasting will make me listen to your prayers?
Do you think this kind of fasting will make me listen to your prayers?
When you fast. You make yourself suffer. You bow your head low like a blade of grass.
Uh-huh.
And spread out sackcloth and ashes to lie on. Is that what you call fasting?
Excuse me. Are you hearing God? Did you hear God himself?
Yes.
Is this what you call fasting? You are going without food. You are spreading sackcloth. You are mourning. Is this what you call fasting? Go on, please.
You think I will be pleased with that? The kind of fasting I want is this.
The kind of fasting I want is this.
Remove the chains of oppression and the yoke of injustice and let your prayers go free. Share your food with the hungry.
Share your food with the hungry.
And open your homes to the homeless poor.
Do you see? Open your homes to people that are homeless.
Give clothes to those who have nothing to wear.
Excuse me. Is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ doing this kind of fasting?
No.
Eh? Very few. We do 30 days fasting, but we close our homes to the homeless. How can God hear us? Go on, sir.
And do not refuse to help your own relatives.
Don't refuse to help what?
Your own relatives.
Do you see some people think that God is not concerned about your family members?
Mm-hmm.
Don't refuse to help your relatives. Yes?
Then my favor will shine on you.
Then my favor will shine on you.
Like the morning sun. And your wound will be quickly healed.
Your wounds will be quickly healed.
I will always be with you.
To save you.
My presence will protect you on every side.
Let me ask you. So which one does God really want? Is it not eating or correcting your attitude? That is wrong. So what should fasting achieve? Every wrong. Fasting should open you up to correction. Because at that time, your spirit is able to detect errors. Oh, you are not with me now. Do you know what you normally don't notice as wrong? You will notice it in fasting. Eh? You will be shocked that your spirit can quickly detect that something is wrong. Oh, are you with me now? I'm talking to you about my personal experience. I may do something normally, go normally, act normally, and I love that. Don't let sleep overcome you now, no matter who you are. You stand up and listen to this instruction and trust the Lord that Baba will help me also. So you'll find out that I could do things normally, I could operate normally, I could even talk normally, but I will not see it as if I did anything wrong or I said anything. But in my time of pastoral retreat or fasting and prayer, I will be shocked at the way the Holy Spirit just pointed it out. That's when it will now be clear that this thing was wrong. Okay. The Lord is saying fasting is a means for your spirit to be sharp to correct certain errors. You are fasting, you are oppressing the poor, you are fasting, you are keeping malice, you are fasting, and you think I will notice that kind of thing. You are fasting. The body is being suppressed, but your heart is not changed. What kind of fasting is that? Somebody just finished fasting now, and yet there is no change in life and character. He did not fast. Look at the Lord, even in the Old Testament, saying, you think it's the kind of sackcloth you are, you know some people, you know people glory in fasting. Mm-hmm. Eh? Fasting is not a price of power. Don't let anybody say that. If anybody says that, the person maybe is trying to say something else, but didn't know how to express it. Fasting is not the price of power. The price of power is the price of the cross. Are you following me? You can't pay for anything that comes from heaven. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You see, fasting is cooperative. Are you with me? It's not. Yes, some people may call it price. You know, like what? You know, this is the requirement. Are you with me now? But it's as if people have misunderstood maybe what some servants of God are saying. You can't. How many people are now fasting now to look for anointing? 60 days. 90 days. People now they compete with fasting. We've heard of those who fast and died as a process. Just because they were looking for anointing. Can you drag from the hand of God the anointing for which he never chose you for? Eh?
No.
You remember when we were saying it? If God has called you to liberate a place, and he called and you yield, he will equip you with what is necessary. Your own is to yield. Do you know what fasting does? It helps you to what? To yield. Because fasting what? Suppresses the activities of your body and allows your spirit to open the more. That's just it. I learned this early in life. And I must confess, I learned it from Dr. David Oyedepo. This particular one. He was saying something at a time and he said, every major encounter he had through books, he fasted while reading it. That thing caught me and it has become my practice ever since. That's if you want, you know, when God showed me victory above sin from change into his likeness of Watchmani Materia, chapter 10, the status of an heir. I can't forget. You see why I remember? I was not with food so that I would be dozing and sleeping. My spirit was open because my flesh has been suppressed. So my heart was gleaming on what? That's why. You can't be looking for victory above sin and you are eating. You want to glean a revelation. You just finish pandemic and then you now go and carry Romans chapter 6. you will sleep off. Fasting, that's what some people call it, the price of power. It's not, because if you call it like that, people now think the only means to power is to fast and pray. You don't love God, you are looking for power. You are not consistent in your walk with Him. You are not consistent in the character of Christ. You want power. That power will kill you. It will kill you. Hope you know people in the kingdom of darkness today fast. Do you know we found out generally, anytime you want, it depends on who you are submitting to. Do you know once you want to do something like asceticism, something like something at the soulish realm, something called metaphysical. Each time you want to go into metaphysical world, the realm of reasoning and soul, which is the realm of the devil and darkness. To access that realm, you need to also fast. Even to communicate with the devil, you must fast. High level demonic operation, they fast. For the inner, which because of the spirit and the soul, to reach out easily. You must fast. Because when you want to access the spirit realm, one of the pathway to it is fasting. Whoever you want to communicate with, whether spirit of the devil or the spirit of God. Because you need to suppress this realm. It's like to close a door so that the other one can be open. That's how fasting is. You shut the physical senses in a way. Do you know there is a spiritual dimension to your physical senses? The same way there's a spiritual dimension to your body. The same way there's a spiritual dimension to food. Are you following me? There is a spiritual dimension to your physical senses. Hope you know your eyes. See now, it's already looking deep. Don't sleep. Hope you know your eyes can see physically, and you can also see open vision through the same eyes. There is a spiritual, your eyes has capacity on two sides. Hope you know it is the God of heaven who himself is a spirit that formed your physical body. So there is a spiritual dimension to your eyes. He can see demons. He can see spirits. Are you following me?
Yes,
it has capacity to be open like this. I can see a spirit pass. It has capacity to do that. Take note, it has capacity. You can sit like this. When everybody do not see, you can see it. I've been prayed to see certain things, and if they are not, I don't see much. You will know this thing is not natural. It's above the natural world. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So it's important. Hope you know when certain people who are into charms in Islam wants to engage certain spirits, they don't eat. Because fasting closes the physical world and opens you to the spiritual. So when you are fasting without being guided by the key into the spirit realm of God, you will enter another spirit realm. I repeat it. It's like the internet. Once you have data, what determines the site you visit is the address. The address you type, the HTTP address, the IP address, is what guides you into the place you are going. It's like a world of all kinds of information. So what you type is what guides to where you are going. So if you are not careful while fasting, if you are not guided by the scriptures, you will contact spirits. I'm telling you this. There are those who fasted and had audible voice. 3 months fasting and began to hear audible voice. Because self was the reason why they fasted. Oh, you're not following me. Self was the reason why they fasted. They wanted to achieve something and prove something, that's why they fasted. And in such realms, you will contact certain spirits that will tell you certain audible things. Those are realms where Satan can appear like Jesus Christ to you. Didn't you hear that even the angel of darkness can appear like an angel of light? Don't you know it was a type of fasting that led Prophet Muhammad to encounter the angel he called Jibril? He will abandon himself inside a cave. He contacted something. Because he did not have the address of the kingdom, he contacted a spirit that brought a religion. So when you are fasting, it is too key to be guided by scriptures. It is, please, when I say be guided by scripture, not just reading scripture, that your mindsets, hope you know, the apostles were guided by the words of Christ in their hearts anytime they fast. The word of God was in their hearts. That's why don't be part of that, just pray. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, speak to me. Oh Lord, speak to me. On what? On what? Why? Just speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. There's no reason. Just speak to me, Lord. No, don't pray such prayers. There must be an understanding. Fasting when it that's why you find out that some if you are fasting, you will find out that you will see more dreams and revelations.
Yes.
It will be easy. Because at that time, and see, the longer sometimes you fast, the more the increase in the activities of the kind of things you have access to in the spirit realm. If you are guided by the word of God, not by any other thing. When you fast, you find increase. When the Lord speaks, it's like a whisper. Because already your spirit is guided. You are not of the flesh. The old man is crucified. When you fast, that's why when you are telling babes in Christ to fast, you must give them the word of God. You must give them scriptures to read and study and to pray on. Don't just tell people to go and fast. How many people did they give 3 days or 7 days fasting only to come back with one dream? That actually I saw it. My husband is a witch and a ritual killer. When the husband is not. Don't you know it's a very wrong therapy to tell a believer who does not have foundation as a disciple and say, Ogbonye tonja in here, that thing, hello by Wajo Meje. Somebody who is not saying, we see something. And you say, just go and fast. Whatever you see, come and show, tell me. They will see something because at that time, their body shuts down, their soul has access to see things. And because they already have a premeditation, Satan can manipulate. How many people have done 7 days fasting? After the fasting, they saw something, they believed it, they walked with it, they ended in destruction. They ended in error, but they claimed they saw it. So when you fast, there must be a purpose. Most of the time when I fast, I have a book I'm reading. Guided, scripture, word of God. I don't just fast in the air. There's a need. In fact, sometimes when the Lord commands me to fast, I'm asking, why are we? Number one reason for fasting is spiritual renewal. Spiritual renewal. You are exercising your inner man. Take note, when you are fasting, you are communing with the Lord. You are communing with the Lord. Have you seen when demons hijacked a person's mouth and then he's beginning to speak in language? He calls tongues. Eh? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Some people were so called in fasting. Somebody need deliverance. When you are conducting deliverance, I don't know where we're going to. We are going a little bit ahead of time. When you are conducting deliverance, somebody that is, what you must always put in his heart or her heart, if it's not a full possession, is the scriptures. Because if you just put him or I in fasting, you'll be shocked she will start prophesying. You can be carried away and think it's the Holy Spirit. At the time of fasting, our spirit is open to access anything. She can even imitate your tongue and speak it back to you. There are cases where you are doing deliverance, the person who wants to deliver is speaking in tongues. You have to discern. Which kind of tongue is this? There are all kinds of languages. It's the address. It's the password. You need to understand that fasting is first for spiritual renewal. It says that your everything to undo. You can't yield to the Lord easily. And, you know, when I found people, they say, the Holy Spirit told me, but I didn't obey him immediately. Such person should go to fasting. Until your spirit speaks, you now find, if you find out that after that, you see we're struggling much more. Take note of this. When you find out that you cannot obey the Holy Spirit easily, you still want to do your own. Go to fasting. May do 2 days, may do 3 days. Check again. When you check, you find out that it will have reduced. You will eat better. No, it's for spiritual renewal. You will eat better. There's no way. Except you fast for self. After that, if you see that it's getting fluffy again, go again. It's a lifestyle. When ye fast. Not if ye fast. When. When it's assumed. When ye fast. All the servants of God that God has ever used are the lifestyle of fasting. Oh, brothers. Because of time. At a time, I did not know. Okay, let us go to this number. I'll trust the Lord to say it later. So, spiritual renewal is the number one. Is that, you know, whatever is not, is still, fasting shuts down this realm. So that this one can gain control. And then when you, as it were, go back to eating, you now find him, the inner man is more strong. Nothing can just dictate your emotion anyhow. Now I reflect now, and I found out that one of the things that was introduced to me at the early part of my faith, I didn't even know that was a purpose. Only that whenever, how did God help? Some other brother said, I said this to the glory of God. Somebody will call and say, brother, we find out that you've been working with God now for several years. You are still consistent. Some of us have been falling and coming back. You know that time, where is the grace of God? It's the grace of God. But that grace, you know, the grace of God that appeared teaching us. Grace taught me something. That in order to be spiritual, you must, but as a lifestyle, learn to fast and pray. And when you are fasting, your object of focus is Jesus. Not... If your object of focus is car, his spirit will speak to you. Because anytime your focus is not Christ, get ready for the influence of the spirit. Anytime it is not Jesus that is the object of your focus, the glory of the Lord is not the object of your focus, but how to have money. You will be driven by the flesh. So you will contact something that is not of the Lord. It's a dangerous realm. You don't just, you know, and some people can declare 3 months. You know, some people want to attempt to fast more than Jesus now. Our own master did 40. Some are doing 70, 60. Some of them waste their lives. You know, according to scientific research, you can never die of hunger until the 40th day if you eat nothing and you drink nothing. I did that research at that time. If you stop eating now and you stop drinking water, research said you are not yet hungry until after the 40 days. Okay? I said, what about the wonder? He said, no, that's not hunger. That is just a reaction from the intestine and the body to say, what you used to give to us, where is it? Hunger, you know, how do you say it in Yoruba? Ebi pa mi, that pa, kill, as it were. Hunger only starts by scientific research after 40 days. That's why the Bible says in Luke 4, and after those days. You see, the hunger of after 40 days is a serious hunger that can make you compromise. Oh, you are not with me. Not the hunger of I'm hungry. That kind of hunger. That's why Satan used it to say turn this. Because he knows after 40 days. That kind of hunger can grab anything. Can swallow anything. It's a desperate need. You know, there are some, you know, the way if there is somebody stiff your neck, how do you look for breath? It's like, you will look for breath. That's the kind of thing that happens after 40 days. It's like, if this thing, if this, bottle water turned to chicken. You will have ate it before you remember it's bottle water. Or if this, you know the kind of hunger that happened for 40 days. If this bottle should smell like chicken, you will be shocked that you have already started licking it before you remember that it's bottle water. That's the kind of hunger of after 40 days. So imagine that when I saw that, I said, hey, Satan should not use 2 days of no food to think that that's the end of life. Real hunger cannot start for me until after 40 days. The hunger that destroys yourselves and destroys your body is after 40 days. All things being equal, if you're healthy. So, understand that fasting is for spiritual in you. It was after he finished that he returned in the power of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Hope you know he did not go there in the power of the Spirit. Yeah. He went as led by the Spirit, but he did not return just saying as led. Yeah. He returned in the power. Renewal. So it's not like fresh, where the fresh power come. It's not fresh power. Please, this is what people interpret it and they say this is the price of power. Because Jesus went in without power. He came out with power because he fasted. No. The Holy Ghost that was with him already is powerful. The one who led him is already powerful. There can't be another bigger power than the authority that came from heaven. This is my beloved son. That's the power, the approver there. He carried it. But for it to be released, you must shut down this for it to come out. That's why it came in the power. What was in him came out manifesting. You didn't see, did you ever see Jesus Christ ask for power? Did he pray for power? No. It's normal. Listen, I found out this. Please take note. Anytime you overcome a test, it's a measure of authority added to you. You will become an authority. Watch it. Go and take note of your life. Each time there is a test, a works of the flesh, an attack, once you come above it, a measure of authority, you will find that you begin to make impact upon lives. It will be stronger. Because until when you pass an exam, there's no promotion. Mm-hmm. That's how it is. So fasting is number one, spiritual. Number two, fasting is a form of discipline to curtail your appetite. Fasting is a form of discipline to curtail your appetite. Hope you know, one can really be a slave of food. You can be really a slave of food. You know, there's some people that once it's food, they are ready to eat. Chop, 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 chop. Some people's mouth is like rabbits. Chop, 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 chop. And there's some people. I know a brother that I'm not exaggerating. If you give him good bowl of eba, he will not eat it more than 3 wraps. Big bowl. First wrap, second, third. That food is finished. Don't let me mention his name in case maybe you have to listen to his message. I remember if they serve us food, you just see, boom, half is gone. You know, if it was that I didn't see it, I won't believe. I'm telling you. Boom. Boom, boom, that's gone. By the third, highest is four. He's done. He is done. He? The one you are still trying to do, one, two, he has finished eating and he has forgotten. And he's a good brother. There are some brothers that they don't like God to mention fasting at all to them. It's as if, I want to suffer, love. They can't just imagine a life without food in the morning. No. So please, it's a form of spiritual, it's a form of discipline, I mean, that curtails your appetite. This mouth, It's too powerful. He who cannot control what goes in cannot control what comes out. He who cannot control what goes in may not be able to control what comes out. When is that everything you see you want to drink? Blue drink, green drink, yellow drink, all drinks. You just black drink. Take this. After finishing your grow, you can still manage a donut. After taking 4 donuts, you say, is there extra there? You just want to always have it. You know, some people, it has happened to me before. And you know, how many of you observe that? Sometimes when you want to fast, there are certain opportunities that are long used to arrive. You know, except for Christmas, New Year, and the year, chicken is not the normal thing people eat, except for maybe very wealthy people that eat it once a week. Now imagine the time you now fast, that's when chicken comes. Opportunities that you don't expect now arrives. How many of you have postponed fasting before because a food they are, we are all culprits. You know, just say, Lord, let's make it tomorrow. I will start tomorrow. Let me eat this one today. It may be allowed when we are all small, just growing. But it must not be a lifestyle. Because the rice and plantain for which you are postponing the spiritual discipline is a show that you are weak. You may come and scream on top of your voice, but it's a show that you are weak. Now, apart from the fact that fasting is beneficial to the body, and all of us know that, is that not so?
Yes.
It has its own benefits. You understand? It's like the Lord works for 6 days, and on the seventh day, He rested. So, fasting is a way to tell your system to rest. And nobody rests, and it's not renewed. So, even the body is renewed when occasionally it goes into fasting. Are you with me? Whenever you are fasting, ensure your heart is praying. Continuous praying. Continuous communication. It's what makes fasting meaningful. Types of fast. In the scripture and by practice, you know fasting by definition simply means abstinence. Are we together? Fasting simply means abstinence. Now, before I go into that, let's touch into some practical examples in the Bible. Some practical example in the Bible. You see Jesus talk about when ye fast, and then He Himself. Hope you know there was a time like that somebody said, your own disciples are not fasting. The disciples of John, they are fasting. What was His reply? While the bridegroom is with them, why should they fast? But when he leaves, there will be a need to fast. Because they will need to depend on the Spirit. They will need to hear from their inner man. At that time, they will know the principle of suppressing the flesh to listen to the Spirit. But now, why do they need to listen? I'm with them. Do they need any extra direction? I'm already here. If anybody needs direction, they just need to call me. Is that not so? If bridegroom is with them, what is the essence of fasting? There's no need for it. So you see that again in that place, Jesus attached fasting to need. Oh, you are not following me. You know, some people like the pride of fasting. People of John used to fast. We fast in our ministry. Why are your own people not fasting? That means all through the time of Jesus' day, what were his disciples doing? They were eating. Well, because why do you need to fast? You have a problem. Go ask the teacher. That's why you saw a lot of the teacher. Hey, this brother was discussing something. Jesus answered them. But when I leave, you will fast. You will what? You will fast, sir. Because at that time, I won't be with you. You will now need to depend on the one inside. And to always access the one inside, you must learn to shut the ones outside. The principle outside must be shut. For you to access. At that time, we need to fast. That was his response. And then you saw in Mark 9:29, when he said, this kind come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting. Again there, the Bible did not tell us Jesus was fasting at that time. when he said this statement. Amen? Amen. Did the Bible say he was fasting at that time? No. But Jesus, you know, what was the first thing Jesus Christ said? They said, why could we not cast out the demon? What was the first thing he said? Because of your unbelief. Are we all following?
Yes.
Because of your unbelief. Unbelief is the reason why you could not. And the only way to get into faith is by prayer and fasting. So fasting and prayer helps your faith to rise. You could speak. You could decree. You could declare. You could have conviction. Because at that time, you know, sometimes you are casting out a demon and the demon is trying to play you around. Unbelief will set into your heart. It has happened to me. You'll be wondering, am I not anointed? You know what I mean? Am I not a child of God? You know the part that used to make me afraid in deliverance? You just hear something like, you want to cast me out? I know you, liar. Imagine all of you now. I know all of you respect me now. And then there's a demon. And then, you know, in a way, you can say like, no, let's go and call Bro Gringa. Do you understand? I don't used to like that thing. And then I now come, and say, yes. You claim to be a leader, but you are stealing money. Do you know, even if I try to speak in tongue in DTM meeting the next day, what will be in your mind? Have you settled the issue of that? Quietly in your mind, I've been disgraced. Do you know that thing used to make me run for deliverance? Because that I would say, what if there's an hidden thing in my heart that I have not seen, but a demon can see it? I'll not go for deliverance. Please, let those who are confident go and do it. Do you know a demon can make me say, you? I know you. Do you know if I'm not careful? That's what he said though. I know you, that's all. What will your mind quickly say? What do you know about me? What do you know about me? It's fear. Making you ask that question. Instead of casting it out, you begin dialogue. You know that's why some people dialogue with demons. You think you can cast me out? Okay. You think? Why is he challenging? Why are you challenging our authority? Talk in the name of Jesus. What do you mean? That is why some people start discussing. So, fasting helps your faith. When a demon speaks back like that, in fasting, your faith is strong. You can say, shut up! You can say that. I'm telling you, it's an area that God dealt with. Because I don't like deliverance for anything. Until God was, he's still teaching me on that. That's why I had some books. Because I really wanted to, because it was an area that, that's why I like searching my heart. All the time. Because I like to hear from the Holy Spirit what is wrong in my heart, not from a demon. In a deliverance case, it will be too messy. But you know, some demons too, because they are deceptive. You know, all demons are liars. They can tell you, you are a liar, and yet you are not a liar. He takes faith in fasting, because of fasting, you will tell him, shut up, I know who I am. Imagine if a demon say, you are a liar, and you are just eating padded yam to go to deliverance. What will you say? Let's cancel this deliverance session. Please still lock her up in a chain. We'll come back next time. And I've learned from fathers who God has used in areas of, you know, telling people about God's work, casting out demons. They usually go fasting. Because this kind, it's not as if there are special demons that need fasting. This kind of demons, 3 days, no man set well. This kind of demons, 21 days, ni Shukuma Luruko demon Shukuma ni 7 days. Ni tell us 2 days kule walk. There's nothing like that in the Bible. Some people do demonology, they are studying names of demons. If a demon is coiling, it's 21 days. Any demons that are coiled, you see that lady coiling 21 days. You can't do 21, you can't cast her out. No. There was a deliverance that I thought that if I go next time, you know, let's go. Before I got there, the lady was delivered because she saw light of God's word. So let us be careful to note that fasting and prayer helps our faith. None of us should feel we are there. No, sir. Including me. It helps your faith to be strong. And I found out that When you are fasting and praying, not just fasting, and praying, it's as if let anything come. The word of God is able to settle it. But when you are eating, you will doubt easily. You find out that you are tired easily. You'll be fearful easily. You'll be worried easily. You just, I know my God will help me. It's different from you are fasting and praying. It's as if, yes, no, it's not possible. God is able to. Because your spirit, that's why Jesus said, this kind goeth not out. For by fasting and prayer. And then you know the idea of the man who was saying that the Pharisee, I fast twice daily, I give my alms, and the other one just said, Lord, I'm a sinner. So our heart position in fasting is important than the act of fasting. Our heart position in fasting is important to God than the act of fasting. Look at Acts chapter 10 verse 30. Acts chapter 10 verse 30. Who's reading for us? Acts chapter 10 and verse 30.
And Cornelius said,
4 days ago,
I was fasting
until this hour.
And at the ninth hour,
did Cornelius say, the Lord told me to fast?
No.
So, see, please go and look at your Bible. Oh, please, if I'm wrong, tell me. Those of you who have studied the Bible very well, have you ever heard of the Lord commanding anybody to fast in the entire New Testament? Eh? No. You know, I mean special command, though. Because fasting is more of a response than let's go and fast now so that we can collect something from the hand of God. No. Now, that I'm not saying the Holy Spirit cannot speak to you to fast. Please take note. I'm saying it's not a doctrine to put on people. That's what I'm saying. As part to say, you did not fast, you cannot know anything. Mm-mm. Fasting is more of a response. It's more of a lifestyle. It's more of a principle. It's already introduced to us in God's word. You saw it more of a practice of Jesus. Are you following me? I hope I can put that word well. Are you following me? Jesus Christ, fasting was his response to the tester. Cornelius, what did he say? Cornelius said, I was fasting 4 days ago unto this hour. Yes?
Okay. And at the ninth hour.
At the ninth hour.
I prayed in my house. And behold. A man stood before me in bright clothing.
Uh-huh.
And said,
Cornelius,
thy prayer is hard.
Thy alms are hard in remembrance. And hard in remembrance.
In the sight of God.
So you see that, what did the Bible say? Your prayers are hard, your givings is hard. So your prayers go as incense to God. Your givings go also as sacrifice to God. Giving. Alms is giving. But how was he able to be able to see that white man, including through fasting? Are you following me? Go on, please.
Okay. Send therefore to Joppa and call Ether Simon, whose surname is Peter. He's locked in the house of one Simon, a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh, speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee.
So you see that Cornelius was fasting and praying, and there was a visitation. He was praying to God, not praying to any spirit. Are you following this? In Acts chapter 13, look at verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3. Acts chapter 13. The church at Antioch.
There were prophets and teachers.
Barnabas, Simeon.
Called Niger.
Lucius of Cyrene, that's Libya, if I'm correct. These are powerful people, though. You see them?
And Saul.
While they were worshipping the Lord. Excuse me. What were they doing?
Worshipping.
They were. So you can also decide to worship the Lord and also fast. Not because, do you know, most of the time, tithe fasting, they're power. Looking for power. Looking for, what are the people fasting for? They were fellowshipping. Hallelujah. While they were worshiping the Lord and what? And fasting. The Holy Spirit said, read on, please. Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Were they fasting and praying to hear from God on a special direction?
No.
While they were worshiping, while they ministered to the Lord. So you see, fasting is a key thing. You can decide that today, I just want to spend more time worshiping and ministering. And from what you saw, they did it collectively. So it's a gathering. So what do you picture this gathering? Brothers who are prophets and teachers. Did you see that in your Bible? There were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers. Several what? I am trusting God the day prophets and teachers will reconcile like this. Hope you know in our day they are separated. Oh, you didn't follow me. In our own present day, prophets don't want to hear teachers. And teachers feel prophets are into excesses. They don't know scriptures. But what do you see here? Prophets and teachers. Because wherever you have prophets, you must find teachers. If it's on prophets, the church will run into error. If it's on teachers alone, the church may be full of pride. We need the two. Prophets to see directions, prophets to see to the plan of God, how we go, teachers to equip on how to go. Prophets will say, this is where we ought to go. Teachers will say, this is how we ought to go. Prophets and teachers, as Barnabas, Simeon that was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manin, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said. Why were they able to hear the Holy Ghost? They were fasting. Fasting is powerful. But you see fasting combined with worship, fasting combined with prayer, not fasting standing alone. Amen. 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 You could just say today, not eating. I just want to, you know, it is when you are fasting, I just want to sing unto the Lord. You know, you will sing more deeply. You will sing deeply. You will not be dancing by the energy of fufu. You'll be dancing by the energy of your inner man. That's why fasting must be a lifestyle. Amen. Amen. Very important. I found that when you want to carry regular utterance, you must have regular fasting lifestyle. I found that. 2 days in the week, 3 days in the week, you just dedicate it for fasting. Some people, like I had, Dr. Luko has said it and said that he has ate breakfast last, maybe since 19 something something. The last time he ever ate breakfast. So it's a lifestyle. You know, one of the persons that God used to influence me greatly in fasting is Reverend Kenneth Yegin. Kenneth Yegin has a lifestyle of fasting. You know, I do 30 days, 20 days, this one, and then sometimes you end up being proud because you fasted. But when fasting becomes a lifestyle means you can just, any day you are fasting, regularly every day. When you eat in the morning, you eat little. You don't know, you know, fasting is abstinence. So let me go back now to the definition. You see that the Holy Ghost now says, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Verse 3. And when they had fasted and what? And prayed. Did you see how they ordained people? Yeah? How did they ordain people? Fasted and prayed. How should we ordain people? Fasted.
Because it's while we are fasting and praying, our spirit can really release authority on them. It's not Belgian and laying hands on people. Be blessed. The spirit can easily agree. We can easily detect things. My wife knows something that really happened last year because God helped us to take time to fast. Long fast. It was a major breakthrough in this work. She, with the grace of God given to her, she was more sensitive in the spirit because food did not lock her body down. And it's still a blessing to us till today that thank God we fasted that time. So it's a regular, and then listen, fasting is abstinence. Now, do we get this practice in the Bible? The early apostles practice it. Why should you not practice it? It's a lifestyle. Don't fast for anointing. Are you hearing me? Do you see it in your Bible? I'm asking you. These prophets and teachers fasted for anointing. They fasted to become prophets. No, here, look at Bible now. Did they fast to be prophets? They fast to be teachers? They first introduced that there were certain prophets. So you have to be first called. You don't fast to receive calling. You don't fast to receive calling. You don't fast to carry a global anointing. It has to be a calling. There's even nothing like global anointing. You have to first be called into an assignment. It's because you were called. Part of your practice now is to fast. Are you with me? He whom he called is the one he's going to justify. He's the one he's going to glorify. He's the one he's going to sanctify. He's the one he's going to equip. He has to be called. Not as if he's fasting so that they can call him. If God said, I'm going to raise people in a village, if I'm not called for anything around US, UK, whatever, you can't pull the hand of God. Like Brother Joseph was asking me, what was the reason why they gave one 5 talents and they gave the other 2 talents and they gave one? It's the decision of the one who gave it. Let's take it for example. God wants Brother Fortunate to cover 5 nations. They ask him to cover 2. When he come back with the result of 5 and he came back with the result of 2, the reward was the same. Welcome thou faithful servant. Enter into what? Into my rest. Did they say the quality of the rest? No. The capacity we gave him, he used it. The capacity we gave, if the one that they gave 1, 2 came back with 2, what would they have said? Enter into my rest. There's no need to envy him who has traveled 17 nations. No. Wherever God placed you, be faithful there. There's no need to be like Bishop Edekpo or Brother Billy Akoni and say, no, it must cover the whole land. Let the Lord be the one who called it to be that. As you fast, he will speak. Did they beg the Holy Ghost to speak here? Talk to us. Who we are sending? They were worshipping. And the Lord was there. Oh yeah? This is an assignment for Brother Barnabas and Saul. We have to pay them now. Look at verse 3 now say, when they, as if to say, hey, these people have seemed to understand the key. You know, the first of all said, they were fasting and worshipping. Oh, you didn't follow me now. But when the Lord now spoke, it now looked like what? Oh, you didn't get me. Because when you use the word, when they had fasted and prayed, you didn't follow that. Look at that scripture again. Read simpler translations. Let me hear.
Verse 1 to 3. Now the church at Antioch,
yes,
had several prophets and teachers.
Okay.
They were Barnabas, Simon, also called Ninja, Lucius from Cyrene.
Okay.
Manu, who was Herod's close friend.
Start verse 2. We need verse 2.
While they were worshipping the Lord and doing without eating. The Holy Spirit told them, appoint Barnabas and Saul to do the work for which I have chosen them. Everyone prayed and went without eating for a while longer.
Did you see that?
Next, they placed their hands on Barnabas and Saul.
Did you see that? Go on, can I have another translation, verse 2 and 3?
One day,
one day,
the believers were meeting together.
Verse 2 and 3.
Yes.
Okay.
They were praying.
Uh-huh.
And they were saying how very great and powerful God is.
Okay.
They were also fasting. While they were together. The Holy Spirit spoke to them.
Uh-huh.
I have chosen Barnabas and Saul.
Okay.
To do a special work.
He
said, let them go now for me.
Okay.
The men finished talking to God.
Uh-huh.
And fasting.
Uh-huh.
And then they each put their hands on Barnabas.
They went what? Finished
talking to God.
Uh-huh.
And fasting.
Can I have that translation? That's 2 and 3.
When they were worshipping the Lord and fasting,
uh-huh.
The Holy Spirit said,
all right, then verse 3 now.
Okay. Then after fasting and prayer.
Do you see that? For the fact that they were fasting and worshipping, you now saw they that's why I love that. You said they went without food a little longer. As if to say, even after the Holy Ghost has spoken, we still must go on fasting now and praying. We were worshipping before. We're just rejoicing before. Now that an instruction has come, they didn't just take it with levity. What did they still do again? They went fasting and praying. To be sensitive. For additional instructions. For direction. Based on what the Lord has said. It's a life of the church. Collectively, individually. They went without food. That's not what that scripture says. They went without food. So please understand that fasting is our response. It's a normal response to worship. It's a normal response when we receive instructions. You know, when you receive instruction from God now, it's not the reason to just quickly go and be doing it. You need to wait on Him. How to? Because in the process of eating and waiting on Him, it may be fluffy, you may not get it. So shut down food. Take something. Now, before we move to type of fasting, shut down food. Focus on Him. Pray for that. I feel in my heart strongly. No, just for your learning. When the Holy Spirit said, separate me what? Barnabas and Saul. He ordained them to be team. They were not supposed to separate. Don't you know Barnabas and Saul later separated?
Yes.
And that was an issue. Go and check after the separation the things that happened to Brother Paul. The agenda of God was their togetherness. Thank God for Brother Barnabas who picked John Mark. You know, Brother Paul later learned later and said, send me John Mark. That separation was not necessary. Yes. Because did you ever hear that it was the Holy Spirit that separated them? What separated them? Contention. So, only heaven may reveal to us what was not achieved. We didn't know. We are not their judge. And take note of something there. The Holy Spirit did not say, separate me, Saul and Barnabas. He mentioned Barnabas first. Because Barnabas was more matured in ministry. Despite the fact that Brother Paul did more works. Hope you know that you did more. It's not a reason to say you are more mature. Hope you know, check Brother Paul's maturity as his letter went on. Barnabas also dealt with Brother Paul. God had to keep dealing with him. He was a man constantly who lived under the dealings of the Lord. And it was Brother Paul who told us in fastings often. Have you seen that in your Bible before? He was a man. One of the things that made our brother, great apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Paul, to achieve in fastings often. When I saw that thing, in fasting, when I saw it, in sufferings and all of that, and he said, in fastings often. So, how is our fasting? Often. It's the fastings often. Both normal response of without food and, of course, normal response to our spiritual renewal. That was a digression. Amen? So, what is fasting? Abstinence. Call your mind back home. You know, somebody needs to think about, why did they separate? Please call your mind back home. That was a digression. Abstinence. So you can fast for time. With time. From 7. Hope you know, many of the instructions the Lord gave is a type of fast. Like, flee from all appearances of evil. It's abstinence. This thing is pleasurable to my body, but do what? Run away. It's abstinence. It's fasting. Hope you know it's fasting. For God to tell us, wait till marriage. That's what? It's fasting. Yes, sir. It's fasting. You don't know it's fasting? When should, when your body tell, you know, when your body says I'm hungry, you give it what? Food. Is that not so? When your body says I want a woman or a man, it's a legitimate question of that body. Do you know that?
Yes.
I said, do you know that? But it's illegitimate at a time. You didn't get it. It's a legitimate question, but that should not be answered at a time. To answer it is to commit sin. Oh, you're not following me. It's like the tree that should be eaten, but not to be eaten at a time. To eat it at the wrong time is to commit sin. And it's to defile your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Are you following me? So, to say no till marriage is to eat food at the proper time. Your eyes, when you refuse to watch certain television programs, is fasting. Eh? Because it's abstinence. And every time you fast, take note, your spirit becomes active and alive. Are you with me? Any form, we are talking about forms of fasting now. Anytime you fast, whether fast with time or for time, or you fast with things like I refuse to watch certain things, it's a measure of power added to you. It's a measure of increase of authority. Your spirit comes out more. Are you following me?
Yes.
Did you follow to that point?
Yes.
Let me correct that statement. When you say, I'm not watching, you are given chance to your spirit not to be distracted. I'm not watching certain programs. You are going to have a measure. That which is inside you will come out more. You may not agree to this. And whosoever will not agree should leave this ministry. Because that's what the Lord gave. That's what I've seen that can be a blessing. The seed sowers ministry missionary staff will not use GoTV and DSTV.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? It is a means to make you leak. If you must use it. Listen to me. If you must use it, there must be a reason for your use. And listen to this. We approve documentary, Nigel White, Islam Channel, Christian Channel. The rest must be blocked. But because you can go and buy it and not block it, and will not know. He will not use. Listen to me. He may look like, this is something that we can enjoy. Listen. Servants of God have been slaughtered by what they watch. I didn't say we will not have TV. You can collect films. Amen. You can watch news from your phone. If it's news. Let me tell you something I noticed. When we shut down what we watch in this home, sweetheart, well, as our spiritual life being, it's, oh my God, you can fast with what you watch. And the Lord is bringing it clearly to us. Whosoever does not like this can leave. Now, this does not mean you can't even watch nonsense on your phone. But disciples that live with you, when you are not at home, they will check certain things on the TV. Are you with me? We are raising a multiplying generation of what? Who are what? Excellent in life. Which kind of life are they excellent in? The life of Jesus. You can't be watching the world and like the world, and at the same time want to represent Christ. We have TV. We will watch films. Now, please, it's not Bragwenga's standard. It's Bragwenga that is distracted. Let me tell you something. How many of you have been privileged under God to say, people are saying, Bragwenga, we thank God for your life. You've been consistent with holiness. I said, there is a reason. There's a fasting dimension to it. Not by my power, but because I was told and I yielded. And the Lord, if I will raise people, that's how I was raised then. Imagine we travel and go TV is in the house. Who told you that disciples will not watch African magic? Talk to me now. You are not expecting to raise disciples in your house. Then you are not yet. They will be discipled by another principle when you are not around. God forbid that you raise brothers. They are raping sisters under your roof. Where will they get the seed to rape from? By what they watch. Are you following me? Do you know the potential of sin? You must first watch it or hear it. Oh, you're not with me. When you see people develop capacity, all the pastors that are raping 5-year-old, 10-year-old, go to their houses. I'm giving you first-hand information. I know of a brother, powerful brother. I have seen him cast out demons before. Honestly, he's a brother anointed. I wanted to talk like him. We wanted to pray like him. His ministry was becoming very, very strong. I won't mention his name. Look, when he's around, like all of us, is this brother, God graced him. Scripture intense. I went to visit him and come and see all kind of movies, America, all this TV program, all these movies, Korean movie, they are just there. And I ask, I didn't ask that day. I was only wondering that they were plenty. Do you know for him, he didn't touch him? Because if he watched it, it didn't affect casting out demons. You know, there are some ministers that the way they do, you will say they know what they are doing. You don't know? Do you know if you are not careful, there are certain things you see with me, you will say, Rowenga knows what he is doing. You can't correct me. Because you feel, my disciples should know what he is doing. The day he got married, he impregnated one of our sisters without proper process. He so devastated us because we felt it was our example. Our dear sister too. Oh, it was painful. They were fiancé to get married. And then it was all right. Well, Tom, he asked for forgiveness. Everybody forgave them and all that. We went to his wedding and we're like, Tom. And I remember, the kind of brother this brother is. You know, so there are some people that if they want to do wedding, if you like, do it under the bush. People will look for you. You know that kind of level. If I'm that kind of level, people will look for you. We now did it in one field. Oh, it was not good. Somebody that should. Pastors should come. You know that idea. People didn't come. Just myself and my own false disciple. And then we just there. And I remember the statement he said. Say, well, if people don't rejoice with me, heaven rejoice with me. You know, I wanted to say in my heart, how is heaven rejoicing here? I said, "Oh, I'm not God. You should not be judged." With pregnancy, that lady was wedding young. With protruded stomach. It was not a problem. God can forgive. Can't he forgive? I think it was not up to 3 months. Another lady came with pregnancy. Imagine you got married to somebody. You got married today. And like 3 months after, matters have already arisen in your new home. The initial wife was still pregnant. Another lady came with stomach. He said, actually, he is the owner. Where did our brother have enough effrontery to impregnate 2 people? What he watches. Listen. When I first resumed discipleship under Brother John Lawa, he told me, you don't bring any nonsense to this one. We don't watch nonsense here. If I catch you with it. By the time you are raising disciples, you are not saying one disciple is lost after another. Already lost is normal with the flesh. You now want to help it. See, the Bible says resist the devil. But the Bible says flee from all appearances of evil. And you have heard me teach, evil is greater than the devil. Evil is an entity. You know, I told you, I said evil is an entity on its own. Devil is somebody else. What makes devil devil is that he accommodated evil and allow evil to master him. He was not created as an evil agent from beginning. Evil is not a spirit. It's not a demon. It's an entity that possessed fallen angels. Possess is not the right word. It's an entity that fallen angels allowed. They submitted to it. And they now said, we will be the one promoting this kind of thoughts and pattern of life. Let me shock you today. The next time I saw this, our brother, it was not a funny state. Imagine from heights came down. Through what? What you watch. They are not meaningful. They are not necessary. It's just like that. Listen to me. On this ground, if anybody will not consecrate, they can leave. It doesn't pain anyone. Because if we don't watch what we watch, Satan will soon turn us to a laughing stock. Do you know how you can be doing ministry, but yet there's an entity of Lucifer in your home? Fire extinguishers. It's important though. Very, very important. You will have TV. You will watch movies. But what the kind of movies you will watch, if it's not Christian, educative, documentary, inspiring, and neat, it must not be in your home. If it's caught or looked at or found out as a staff of the Six Swords Ministry, by the grace of God, will query you. If we find it to up to 3 times, you resign. You know why? I found out Satan is serious. You know the kind of sound that Satan gives to his own people? You don't know. Go to court and see the kind of sound that they give to courts. It is in Christianity. We say, why is he like that? He's too hard. Even when the devil gives a standard to his own people. Islam. When you reach certain places in Islam, you carry a standard. So that you can kill your son if he backslides from Islam. It's a standard. Holiness of life must be seen practically in us. Listen, and this instruction I'm giving to you by the grace of God is not an instruction you should begrudgingly. You can live easily. Jesus said, will you also go? I watch news. Imagine myself and Joseph was discussing. Imagine on phone. They will just do an advert you did not beg for. Am I talking to somebody? They will advertise a lady that is almost naked. I got angry. You know, I said, Satan is saying it's compulsory to sin. You must commit sin. This is not TV in your house. This is on your phone. And imagine a secondary school student. A secondary school student is holding a phone and they advertise that kind of nonsense. What do you think he will do? He will click it. That's how pollution is rampant. You cannot impact holiness unless it's a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. What's holiness? Holiness is abstinence. Holiness, odayato. That's holiness. It stands out, it's different from, it's of one type, it's not mixed up. That's me. If we are in the world and not of the world, then the things in the world should not entice us. One of the ways that Satan releases the spirit of worldliness into the earth is through the TV platform and the screen of your phone. You know that's fasting. I said, you know that's fasting. I talk with God, and you know this is something you are asking me to say. I have seen how God have used this little brother here to bless people. This little I have seen. And each time I say, Baba, thank you. The Lord says, it's because you are yielding. is yielding. The day I told you stop watching these things, you did. I stopped it. You know, you have lesser battle in your mind. I call it lesser. Doesn't mean it's go away. Lesser. And as you are consistent in fasting, you reach the grade of mastery. You will see yourself work effortlessly with the love of purity in your heart, because there's nothing disturbing your mind. But there's this Facebook you check today. There's this Facebook tomorrow. There's this fine girl there. There's this. You will just find out that you are fluffy and scattered. The time you're supposed to pray, that's when Satan will bring that picture of that girl. It's stress. When I checked the revival of the 70s, this was the secret. There's no other big deal. Is that in their time, there was less things to watch. Were there TV like this? I'm asking you now. Were there internet? Do people have phones? You know, there will not be revival. Because the heart of people were focused on the Lord. There will be revival now. Do students have phones? In the 50s? They were carrying phones all around? How will you not be focused in Bible study? You will hear people doing quiet time with scripture union devotional. You are doing quiet time. Is there a phone that is doing con-con to distract you? How will you not hear the Lord? But Gilead said when he was in UI, he was raising a disciple. He will go and visit that disciple in his house. And then Brock Billy, if he wants to do his quiet time, those are funny things, but he will not hide under the table. He will go under the table so that he does not disturb people. That's where Brock Billy will go and hide. So he could just pray. He will be there. Doesn't want distraction. He said when next he will just come. One day he just entered the house and then he asked, ah, where is this brother? I didn't see the brother. Where is this brother? I didn't see the brother. Just said, they say, ah, maybe he went outside. We said they should wait for him. He now starts waiting only to see him crawl out of the bed. Eh? And that brother said, since I saw my disciple enter under the table, I decided to go under the bed. As it were, you know, they took seriously, hide under the Lord in a secret place. See, that generation is funny. Like, you know, if I'm now praying now, brother, so and so is seeing me, maybe that's safe. So they will now enter the bed. So that, you see how they take us work. Why would they take it, not take it serious? There was no distraction to make it. Their father will see it. So they feel that, let's go into another secret place. You may call them mumu, but their generation had impact. That's, excuse me. There was no phone. There was nothing to watch. So, I'm not saying phone is not good. Are you following me? That's not what I said. But listen, though we have phones, we must learn to switch it off too. You know that's also fasting. Eh? You just decided that between 8 to 12 that I want to pray. No, God had to deal with me. Why must you be praying and you leave your phone? You know, I find myself praying and I'm doing like this on my phone. Shkabra dinamo sata blasha. MTN. In the name of Jesus. What has happened to me there? Distraction. Learn to switch off your phone. It's not your God. Learn to switch off your data. Learn to be disciplined with the sites you go. You are a servant of the Most High. You don't visit all kinds of sites. What do you do? What am I finding there? What am I looking for there? Anything that has no relevance with the kingdom, I don't check it. I don't even check the site. I can boldly give you my phone and ask you to check the history of my site, of every site. It's not, you know, a brother I was ministering to recently. Are you following me? He began to say there's also called incognito. I don't know that before. What's incognito? You will browse like this. If you set it in incognito, if anybody visits your phone, they can't see what you check last. You know, that's a way to be deepened in sin. And this brother is deep in pornography, but he's the leader of God's people. He's a leader. He says, sir, I put it in incognito so that people don't see my weakness. I said, how do you expect to bring revival in this place? Where do you think it started from? Watching something on TV, something here, something there. Now you have a phone where you can watch full movies on your phone. And Satan is backing it up. No staff here must ever, if we check your phone, we must see your history of browser. Once I found that you have no history, you'll be a liar. There's something you are hiding from us. Are you following me? Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Because we will check. I'm telling you. Why on earth will my browser be on incognito? Am I a missionary to Saudi Arabia? If I put it in incognito in Saudi Arabia, I will say, well, well, because it's a missionary. You are here in where? So people have dangerous password. You'll be typing long before the phone open. Why? Have you seen dangerous password pattern? Simple pattern like P, L, U, no. You go like this, you go like this, you come like this, you go back like this. I said, why? What are you hiding? You see, there are some people like that with people. Did you see it? I didn't see. I can't even see it. I'm not interested. Just open your phone. Why must your, if not for children, why do I need to, I don't pat, why should I pattern my phone? It's children. Some people like changing password of laptop every week. Three weeks. Why? He's afraid of letting people know what's there. Amen? Fasting is the way for constant spiritual power that is inside you to always come out. Amen? May it never be that we ask you to go and preach or trust is not believing. Why are you now here? So you can fast by what you watch, by food you eat. You can even fast by places you go. And to close, fast with wisdom. When it comes to abstinence from food, fast with wisdom. Because fasting is not absence of food. Amen? Amen. Please, you see, fasting is abstinence, not absence. Did you hear that? Fasting is abstinence, not absence of food. Abstinence is you do away with pleasure. One of the most powerful fasts in the Bible is Daniel's fast. Do you remember? I'm about to close. Daniel fast for 21 days. Can we turn there so that we close on that point? Daniel chapter 10, I believe. The book of Daniel. Are we there now? Chapter 10. You start reading from verse 2. Every simpler version, please read.
At that time,
I, Daniel,
mourned for 3 weeks.
I ate no choice food.
No meat. Or wine touched my knees. I used no lotion at all
until 3 weeks were fulfilled. Now, another translation, simpler.
At that time,
I, Daniel,
have been mourning for 3 straight weeks. I ate no fancy food.
Did you hear that? I ate no fancy food. Yes?
Neither meat nor wine enter my mouth.
Excuse me, another translation.
I ate no pleasant bread.
Another translation?
I ate no pleasant or desirable food.
I ate no pleasant or desirable food. Yes?
Nor did any meat or wine come to my mouth.
Now, and by verse 4 and 5.
On the 24th day of the first month, as I was on the bank of the great river Ezekiel,
which is the Tigris,
I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a man clothed in linen, whose loins were guided with pure gold of Ophir. His body also was a golden luster, like berries.
Now, what do you notice there? When in verse 7 it says, and I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision. Why would they see the vision? People who are eating and drinking and all, they could not see that kind of vision. And I like that word, I, Daniel, alone. Before he said that verse 7, what do you see? He fasted for 21 days. Is that not so? Which kind of fasting? I ate no fancy food. I ate no... What does that show you, please? I want to hear a reply. It means he ate, but he did not eat what he wanted. Is that fasting?
Yes.
I said, is that fasting?
Yes.
It's hard for you to say yes, but it's in your Bible. And after that, go and check the revelation you saw. End time revelation. It's not queer revelation. Please, don't mind me. Eh? There's no queer revelation. Are you with me?
Yes.
So that you not say, because he went 40 days dry, he saw end time. Mm-mm. He was still eating when he saw revelation. Are you with me? I want you to say something about Daniel. You see, we can follow Brother Daniel because he was a man greatly beloved. He saw end time. John also was called the beloved. He saw end time. Eh? Look at these two brothers. There are some things that are not just coincidental in the Bible. Because why were they beloved? They were people who had opportunities to do otherwise, but they did not. John the beloved was the only person that did not run away. Who was the only person at the site of the cross?
John.
That's why Jesus could say, behold your mother. That's why he was the beloved. That's why he's the one that saw the end time. Where was everybody else? Daniel in Babylon. Who brought the idea of consecration? How did they start in Daniel 1 verse 8? Give us what? Vegetables and water. Some say pulse. Is that fasting?
Yes,
it was fasting. You see, it's hard for you to even say yes because you've been schooled with absence, not abstinence. Fasting is abstinence from pleasure. Hope you know when we say, don't watch, don't watch, don't watch. Abstinence from pleasure. Are you following me now? I ate no fancy food. I ate no pleasant bread. But I still ate. No meat came to my mouth. Meat is good. Meat is sweet in the mouth. No wine came to me. What I desire, I did not eat. But what is just normal. When I made research, he ate things like wheat, lentils, cocoa oats. We are dealing with a powerful man in Babylon here. Eh? This is a powerful man in Babylon. You know the kind of food.
I don't eat any rich food.
You see? So I ate. Only that, you know. Amen. When we say congestion. Eh? Aha. Joseph understand what I'm talking about. A food should be there. No, this food is there. Eh? But our brother here ate. But he did not eat something pleasant. You know, there are some pleasant food that when you eat, you say, yes, this is it. When you say for 3 full weeks, I'm not eating anything pleasant. And as he's doing this, he's praying. What happened, please? There was an opening from heaven. Because it's the heart that's important in the fasting than the act of fasting. Abstinence. Not absence. Do you know that you can decide for 7 full days you are going to drink tea alone? And you are what? And it will be rich with milk. Eh? Man of God. It will be rich with milk. But it's only tea. You are just drinking tea. No other food. You are still fasting. There's no rule. Okay. How rich is a food? Hope you know what he called not rich food. It's a rich food in Somalia.
You didn't follow me.
Yes, sir.
Eh? What he called not rich is rich on somebody's head's table. Eh? Do you know you may fast and you can say, Gari alone and milk. Gari is a bad one to fast with. A terrible one. Do you know if every morning you take pap So you know that may be fasting. But another family, if they see pap, is food. Real food. When you decide to go, now, you do this, what you call Daniel's fast, you do it when you are going long. You know somebody you say, somebody wants to fast today. He not drank pap in the morning. Eh? And ate fufu in the evening.
Oh.
Eh? He said, Lord, thank you for this Daniel's. Is he fasting, please? No, he's eating, no. That one is not fasting, he's feasting. You drank pap in the morning. You now ate fufu and egusi in the evening. So I just thank God for this Daniel's fast today. He needs deliverance. No. When you are going for long, like 21, 40, you can stay on this. You will eat, but you will not eat rich food. And part of what you are saying is no meat. No fish. Bro, first smile. No meat. No fish. And if you are married, no conjugal relationship with your wife. That's also pleasure. No pepper. No oil and, you know, somebody is taking bread and fried stew. Turn away, Jassy. For 21 days. You now call it Daniel's fast. That brother is eating. Just tell him you are not fasting. You are... Just complete it. Hallelujah. Because when you claim to be fasting, I have found that at every long fast, something used to break forth. I'm telling you. When I say long fast, I mean when you consistently, something breaks forth. Don't copy Jesus, who went for 40 days and 40 nights. Don't, only two people in the Bible, if I'm correct, two or three, had that kind of 40. Moses had it like twice or so. Jesus, who else?
Joshua.
I think Elijah. Yes, Joshua too followed him there. Yes, yes. And the Bible never recorded. But maybe Baba Gbomidani, you know, we don't know. But they focused on Moses. Hope you know you also can be inside glory and feel hunger. You see, 40 days is not without food and water. You can die after. You are not Babalola because there's a glory that stayed on those people. When Moses came down, his eyes. You can't be inside, you know, the kind of glory Moses entered into suspended every works of the body. The day you also enter into such glory, you won't feel longer. In fact, I've heard of ministers that they just don't know why for 4 days, no feeling of hunger. 4 solid days. There was no reason to eat and there was hatred to eat. They were studying and praying. That can also come occasionally as an experience. But if you, because of price of anointing, go for 40 days without food and water. You have even advice. Every time you fast, drink water. Because every time you fast, do you urinate?
Yes.
No, you should not also not urinate. Because you are fasting. No. Once you urinate, you must replace with water.
Just like this person I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yes, there was a time I browsed about fasting. Ah, I've forgotten it. I will get the book out. It's a book on fasting we should read. Bill Bright, Billy Graham, there's another servant of God. They were fasting and turning their hearts unto the Lord. The kind of miracles that happen after their long fast is powerful. You know their fast. They were drinking juice. I said, hey, Holy Spirit, it's enjoying. The Lord says, it's you that don't understand fasting. Because you, absence of food means pride for you. I'm able to go through it. But it is abstinence from pleasure. Because that in itself is sacrifice. Amen. We want to pray right now. And after that, we take questions. We pray first. God, let me live a lifestyle of fasting. A lifestyle given to abstinence. A lifestyle of the spirits.